to the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. Fewer Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week, and the Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 30,000 to 260,000 last week. This is SRN News.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
That's what we call it, the radio. And we're glad you're listening to it on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Terry Adams is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. And I don't really have much of an agenda today. You may drive that by calling 272-9228. I do want to mention that my friends at Lewis Lawn, they've been my friends for a long, long time, over a dozen years, are looking for help because they're about to go into their busy season. And actually after the 1st of February, that's when people start getting their mowers and outdoor tools tuned up. And so they're going to need pickup and delivery. These are nice folks to work for. And even though it's retail, you have weekends off, Saturday and Sunday off. And at this time of the year, you're off duty at 4 in the afternoon, so you got a little extra time to play with during the off season. They need looking for somebody with mechanical skills and also counter help. And as long as I've known them, whenever they've needed to add personnel to the team, the first thing they look for is good customer service, somebody who's friendly, nice disposition. A smile goes a long way. So if you want to work for some nice people, good gig, Monday through Friday, Lewis Lawns at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Or you can call ahead and ask questions that I may not have answered here at 244-9191. And by all means, if you know somebody who's looking, recommend it to them as well. It could be the start of a beautiful thing. I think I heard that in a movie once.
Jerry Todd here. Minty and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special, a night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early, so go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's Special Night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase. Not quite as cold. Overnight low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool. High up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Happy Hour is what we call it for now. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking host, Greg Goodell, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams, and Rosie Rocker here.
And here they are.
Not to mention our supporting cast, including the excitable Jeb Bush.
Please clap.
Oh, boy.
How's everybody today?
Great.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Same old.
I'm just waiting for the aneurysm to break loose. And I'm just trying to fill the time between now and then.
Well, do I get to sit there whenever?
Yes.
I do? Wow, I'm excited.
Let's begin with the ceremonial checking of the color of my feet with Rosie.
Yes.
The what?
They are not blue. They are not blue.
Okay. That's a warning sign.
Ah.
Yeah,
that's
they turn blue.
Dr. Sarmed or MedSar or Ceramed. Or,
so we have to do that daily.
By the way, it's a very fine oncologist over here at that place up the street.
Well, that cancer center place.
You know, that really is an amazing building. And
that's cockle-warming.
The staff there, it's really incredible. You know, you don't really, we should, but we don't generally associate customer service with anything in the medical profession.
True.
Because some places don't really care what kind of customer service you get.
Sadly, you're right.
They do over there.
Because nurses, man, if there's a warmer place in my heart for nurses, and I think God embraces them, because a nurse can make the whole experience so much easier on you. The
yes.
The ones that truly care.
Absolutely. When I was in rehab years ago, a high percentage of the patient population was nurses. And what was consistent, most of them worked either in surgery or in with people who were in ICU.
That's interesting.
And it's very similar to the PTSD that our soldiers went through, who came home and felt unappreciated. Or
I never thought about that. Everything they've seen forced them to try to get out of themselves.
Well, it's like, this is part of the job, so I just have to buck up and deal with it. But no human being can be exposed to, because it's not, you know, the surgery didn't work or the patient didn't make it in ICU or whatever. They have to deal with the families that are waiting outside the ER.
Yeah.
And giving them bad news and that kind of thing. And
I know, when Dad was dying at UAB, there was one nurse there that, you know, and she even told us, you know, we're really not supposed to get attached to the patients.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she cried and cried when he died. It was sad.
Mm. Not that we wanted to start the show off on a sad note.
But nurses are awesome. They rock.
I never really fully understood what they have to deal with until I was in rehab and they talked about this in groups, you know.
I didn't experience that.
And rather than work with healthier ways to process that, they just numbed it until it became problematic.
Yeah. Well, just like World War II soldiers, you know, they had everything they went through, but it was unmanly to break down and ask for help. So they didn't.
That's why my dad had such a tough adult life.
I know.
All right, Fred's our first caller, and I have no idea why.
Hey, Fred. Fred's phone's a thing. I wonder if Fred Butt called us.
Hi, who's this?
Papa John.
Hey, Papa John, how are you?
I'm good. I was thinking about something today. I want to know if you found any evidence that long-term Democrats are changing their mind about what's happened in the last couple of years, if there's been any documentation of these kind of feelings.
In what regard?
Well, are we having Democrats en masse changing and going to be Republicans, or maybe you could say, I'm not going to vote Democrat this time because it's just been, you know, a horrible experience or whatever else?
Well, the left has taken over the party, and I think this is one reason why you're seeing a lot of retirements. There's 30 so far, Democrats retiring, and I don't know. I mean, yeah, some of them know they're going to get their ass kicked in November, but I think some of them want to exit the party without becoming a target of the left. The left is, I don't even know that they believe what they sell, but they are organized, they are well-funded by people like George Soros, a nation destroyer. Right now, I mean, look what's going on around the country. The blowback on crime in cities where George Soros made sure one of his people got elected DA. It's out of control.
Yeah, it's an inside job.
And some of them are being challenged like that a-hole in New York City. Well, no, we're going to change the standards for incarcerable crimes. So, in and out. Armed robbery, whatever it is, in and out. Look at here. Look at here, we had somebody shoot 7 people in a public bowling alley and get out within 24 hours. No psych evaluation, no anything. They raised the bail, should have raised it higher, but they got it to 860 and he got bailed out again. And so he got some, and I don't know of any part in this process where this man was ordered to undergo some type of evaluation. They don't care about you. It's like that Carlin clip says. They don't care. You're just a casualty, just another number.
I know a lot of your audience, most of your audience are of the conservative side, but if any out there that can give some insight, I would love to hear them call in and give you, you know, their reactions to what's been happening both economically and just generally in government.
Let me give you a good example of a public person who has always been a Democratic cheerleader and a self-proclaimed liberal. Bill Maher. He is screaming to the heavens, you people are in the process of destroying your party with these ideas, soft on crime, etc.
Well, he understands that he wouldn't have a platform if it weren't for the freedoms that America gives you.
Yeah.
They're going to destroy those freedoms. At least he sees it.
Do I think Bill Maher will become a Republican? Probably not. But he is trying to be the Paul Revere for the Democrats, saying you guys are way off the deep end now, and you need to get back closer to the center. This is a center right country, but the left is so committed to ramming their ideology down everybody's throat. They'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll do whatever they can, they'll subvert the Constitution, and that's why they're always accusing everybody else of doing it, because they are. And it's like, look over here, it's a bunch of crap.
Yep. Well, look, y'all have a good program, as you always do, and just keep the faith, baby.
Thank you, Papa John.
Thank you.
Did we ever find out about Fred?
I went on several times.
Well, he called April Marie's show a couple of times, so I bet you that number was still up on his phone, because it sounded like he was walking. I bet he
Because he would never call it.
But
nobody
he gave
calls
me
us.
His name.
Oh, nobody, that's true.
Yeah.
Nobody good calls son. Us just to talk.
Never mind.
We're not interested in the conversation.
I think something came up.
Something must have.
Oh?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Ha.
Oh, I'm sorry. We only do that on the morning show. This is a nice note from Tabitha. Did you hear the thing that we
name.
Played this morning?
No.
You know, it's one of these stupid little things that... that becomes kind of like what's the word I'm looking for here? I'll remember this in a moment. Sort of a... I hate to make everybody wait through my fumbling around here.
That's good radio anyway.
You're searching for the perfect word.
I'm going to find it.
I know you are.
I'm going to find it.
It's right.
Nuance. Nuance.
That's a good word.
Things you don't plan, they just become part of the lexicon of your show. And people don't even realize that they're into it. But I see it happen. I've seen it happen my whole career. I put the word pizzwit into the vocabulary of South Florida in the 80s. I don't even know what the origin of the word was, but my mother used to call us that when we were kids. If we were, you know, she wanted to get our attention or we weren't quite following good orderly directions. All right, you pizzwits, it's time for dinner.
Pizzwits. Never heard that before.
I never heard it anywhere else either. But in 1980, we established the Pizzwit Political Party.
Oh, I love it.
We had people come, proud to be a pizzwit. And my mother comes down to visit, and she sees pizzwit buttons and all this stuff. And I said,
I bet she's freaking.
Yeah. You started all this.
Pizzwit.
So, I forget how I actually launched it, but somewhere when my daughter was a kid, I've told a couple of stories about persuasive efforts to get her to eat whatever was on the plate.
Oh, sure.
To those of you who've heard this before, I am sorry. Over 18 years, you're going to hear a rerun now and then.
It's okay.
She wanted pizza. Daddy loves to accommodate daughter. So I call up one of the places, order a large pizza, arrives at the house, put it on the counter. It's beautiful. She takes a piece, one bite, and then goes, oh, I said, Wait a minute.
How old was she?
3, 4, somewhere in that neighborhood.
They bounce. Oh, yeah. Subject change.
I said, where do you think you're going? That pizza just already took one bite. And just out of nowhere, I said, if you don't eat your pizza, I'm going to eat your pizza. And it became a thing. And the same thing happened with a food product called Beanie Weenies. I swear, and I'm not making this up, and again, I apologize to those of you for whom this is a rerun, but I've been in Food Outlet. I'm there every Sunday morning. My listeners know I go there. So I've had people come up to me in an aisle and say, you're not going to find the Benny Weenies here. Or a guy in a pickup truck a couple of weeks ago saw me walking in as he drove by. He had a, don't forget the Beanie Weenies. Just one of those little things.
Yep.
So, Tabitha, who lives... you know what? I'm going to find this during the break. Because I know you don't want to miss it. And there's so much other stuff that we got to cover here. Because I really have no idea. I'm about to set up a digital suggestion box.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
And you will have the chance. All I want to know is, what can we do to make the radio experience better for you? It'll be an email system. You do not have to worry. Your comments will be kept private. We're just looking for suggestions, guidance, etc., including constructive criticism. But I haven't prepared. I hope to launch it tomorrow. And the email address will be suggestionboxgreg at something. I just don't know which one yet. I just tried to set it up before the show, but Gmail belongs to Joey on this computer, so setting up a new account is not going to be that easy. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 65,000 square feet of choices. When you finally decide you need a new something, whether it's a bedroom set or a living room set or one chair or a table, dining set, whatever it is you need, or maybe an accent piece. You must, I urge you not to forget to include Kaiser Fine Furniture. I think their selection is better than you're going to find in the franchise stores. They certainly didn't waste a lot of money on fancy, colorful signs and all that. It's a furniture warehouse with the greatest selection, the highest quality, and everything marked to 50% off. Plus, you have three people there you won't find anywhere else. Bob Carroll, Stella, and Cheryl, who not only know the inventory but can help you consult. If you're looking to, like, redo a room or looking for a certain look, they can help you find it or create it. That's professional advice. That's just a bonus of shopping there. At the end, whatever your purchase happens to be, your sales tax is 8.25%, not 10%, so you save on that. And everything in the building marked up to 50% off. For professional service, for selection, price, Kaiser Fine Furniture, Shop Kaiser. That's KYSER. ShopKaiser.com. You'll love what you see there. Then stop by and see him at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, 325.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication. And if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Why are people joining the Align Probiotic Healthy Gut Team Up? Less bloating means I like the way my jeans fit again. A balanced gut means I'm more comfortable being out with my friends.
I trust Align because my doctor recommended it.
Align has probiotics that can help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort.
So join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up.
Try Align Probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Peter Dinklage calls out Disney for unfair representation of shark attacks in the new Hugh Hefner documentary where Joe Biden called Peloton a stupid son of a variant. Citizens, speak out.
Throwing a smoothie at Adele is what made her cancel her residency at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
I know this racist attempt by the president in terms of appointing a new Supreme Court justice is important, but I did find the Beanie Weenie clip. So here it is.
This is for you, Mr. Greg. Beanie Weenies! Beanie Weenies! My Tidy Whities!
Tidy Whities there at the end. So when she asked,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
There you go. We are hitting our target demo. Jamie.
Good afternoon.
What's happened?
I know how to make at least one day very entertaining.
Hmm.
Get Mr. Blackman over here for the full day.
Well, yeah, that would be wonderful, except, we could do it on Zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd only be half the fun.
Oh, you want him here in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he's in Texas.
He's in Texas. That's where his job is based. And I'm sure he would love to visit the city. I would love to have him come here and do a couple of days and then bring them to Baumhauer's and have the listeners meet them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Texas for a little while, so it's crazy out there.
Big state.
I love the idea. I love the idea. Feasible, I don't know, but certainly worth considering. Thank you.
Well, let's work on it.
All righty.
All right.
Appreciate it. I get a lot of good feedback on David's contribution to the show. And joining us now is, can you read that name, Terry? Is it Couture?
It looks like Couture, maybe. Yeah, I mean, maybe French.
Mr. Cotier, maybe from Welcome Back, Cotter.
There you go.
Welcome Back, Couture.
Hello?
Hello?
Benny Wayne! A term I thought of last night when I was talking to my daughter about something that you don't ever hear anymore is long distance call.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You remember when everything was long distance?
Oh, my God.
You had to pay money and all that?
You had to have a pocket full of quarters.
Hey, man, until they figured it out in South Florida, a call from Fort Lauderdale to Miami was very expensive.
Oh, I bet.
In fact, if you were dating somebody, one of the first things you tried to find out was what area code are you in? Because unless you had a ton of money, a half-hour call could run a lot of money.
You better have a bunch of quarters.
Of course, when I was making stupid money, I put a toll-free number for my girlfriend.
Nothing wrong with that. You had the money to spend. She was worth it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Your money, spend it like you want. It should be that way today, but today, it's not your money, it's their money.
Yeah.
Hey, the main reason I called today was for Terry Adams. Terry, I read your blog today, and that was great, man.
Thank you.
That shows that you are a great writer.
Well, and I appreciate
and the
that.
Information was great, very informative, something that people need to be reading into.
I appreciate that. I couldn't sleep, so I got up about 1 o'clock this morning, just sat down at the computer and wrote.
Where do we find this?
I'm on the same thing David's on.
Blogspot?
Substack?
No, Substack.
Substack, yeah. Substack.
Is it Terry Adams at Substack.com?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
What is it, Mr.
Why am I just learning about this now?
Sign up for the blog. You get it in your email, Greg.
There you go. What'd you say, Mr. President?
I said, Greg just needs to sign up for it and it'll be in his email
every
week.
That's true.
That's the way I see it. Hey, anyway, hope you all have a great day and love all of you.
Well,
catch you later.
Come
Bye.
Home, Mr. Couture.
Yeah, get out of that hole.
Get out of there. Come home before it's too late.
And bring everybody you can with you.
Yeah, the good guys. Leave the bad ones, which you won't have a problem finding.
No. All right, we are at 3:33, and I'm going to ask Terry to change hats here.
Uh-oh.
And let's talk about Adams Motorsports.
Yes.
We're in the final days of the month.
Yes, we are. We have numbers we need to hit. We got a little bit of product right now. And I tell you, folks, let me tell you what's coming to my industry. What's coming to my industry is changes to MSRP. Most other dealers now are starting to add thousands of dollars of surcharges because they can't get the units. We don't do that. When the Hayabusas came out, the first 200-mile-an-hour bike came out back in, what, 99? The dealers in Atlanta were getting $3,000 over retail. I charged retail and retail only for mine. We still do that. If you're looking to get a machine, now's the time to do it at Adams Motorsports.
You must have a conscience or something.
Unfortunately, I guess I do.
That's good.
I do. I mean, I'm not just a diehard, cut-to-the-bone business guy. I started this business because I have a passion for motorcycles, and I'm fortunate enough to live the American dream and that I've turned my passion into a way to make a living. And I'm very fortunate, and I thank God every day for that. But we have a great service department. We sell Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Kymco, and other stuff's coming. I'm just going to say that and leave it at that. I got other product lines coming. But right now is a great time. We have numbers we need to hit. I've got a little bit of stuff in stock, a few side-by-sides. But as you know, COVID, certificate of vaccination identification, the COVID thing has thrown a big kink in our supply chain, but we are getting stuff in. But the best thing to do if you want a side-by-side is to come in and let's sit down with one of my sales associates and let's figure out what it is you need. You know, tell us what you're going to do with it. We'll give you some options because there's no point in you buying a, you know, several $20,000 machine with air conditioning and all that crap if all you're going to do is go check the mail and take your dog for a ride. You know what I'm saying? We'll find the machine that suits you best, one that we can agree on. We'll put your name on it, let you know when it gets here. That's what we're having to do now. That's the best way to do it. Have a great service department. Jimmy Duke, he's Suzuki's number one tech. He's been with me for a long time. He's been in this business since the mid-70s, and it doesn't get any better than that. But that's it, Greg. That's all I got.
Well, here's how it works. You can look at pre-owned inventory as well by going to adamsmotorsports.com.
Yes, sir.
You can fill out a credit app and check out the complete line of products that are not only in-house but on the way.
Right.
And then stop by and see. Now, let's see. The 31st is Monday, right?
Correct.
So really the last day of the business month is Saturday. So get over there between now and then. Get yourself a wetsuit and a jet ski. Not a wet seat, a wet suit.
Wet seat.
Because a wet seat's no fun.
Jet suit. I'd like to have a jet suit.
Well, that would be fun, too. One day you may be selling those.
I hope so.
Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. Mm-hmm. That's the bypass at Hackle. And, again, as we mentioned, open at adamsmotorsports.com. Time for our first traffic update of the afternoon at 3:30.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looks like we got slow traffic on I-85 southbound from Perry Hill up to Ann Street. Got an accident. Right at Ann, it's against the center divider. You'll need to be in the right lane when you get to it to get past. Use caution there. We got some shenanigans going on down on Ann Street as well. We're not sure if it's an accident or what, but we had some cop cars, one of the service stations down there. Use caution on Ann as well. Eastern Boulevard near Carmichael, we had the report of an accident there. Not really seeing anything on cams at the moment, but use caution and be careful out there. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash-out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. One-hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
It's no accident that Brubaker has been in business for over 80 years. And if you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, get a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through February 1st. The 1-pound roll Smithfield sausage, 85 cents each. Get USDA fresh whole fryers, $1.50 a pound. Get a dozen and a half of Shearfine large eggs for $2.39. USDA half loin pork chops, $1.37 a pound. Coke products in the 12-pack cans, $3.99 each. The 7.5 to 8-ounce bag of Golden Flake potato chips, $2 each. And the 64-ounce of Sunny D Citrus Punch, $1.13 each. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount.
That's lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama lawmakers have given final approval for a plan to use more than $700 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband, water, sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives passed the bill 100-0. The governor is expected to sign it. Bear Elementary student Joanna Santana got a letter from President Biden. She wrote to him last year about smoking, and the president responded. It read, "I encourage you to remain an active participant in helping write the next great chapter of the American history." And it's signed by Joe Biden. Parents of Montgomery Public School students have the opportunity to discuss finding a new superintendent. The Alabama Association of School Boards is assisting the Montgomery County Board of Education in its search. They want parents to come out to Carver High School to give their input at 5:30 p.m. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a fairly mild day today for late January, get ready for another shot of Arctic air soon. For tonight, clouds on the increase, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow will be breezy, a cooler day with a high temperature only up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves into the area. Overnight, low 24, but the morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And then for the day on Saturday, the sun is out, but windy, cold, raw, high temperature in the lower 40s. It'll seem colder because of the winds and down to 22 first thing Sunday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Lamprey, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When I find myself at times of trouble, President Harris comes to me speaking words of wisdom, LGB, FKP, and in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, LGB. FGP.
LGB. FGP. LGB. FGP.
Yeah, there will be an answer.
Let's go, Brandon.
Go, Brandon. I agree.
LGB. FGP. LGB. FGP.
Screeching words of wisdom.
Let's go, Brandon.
Go, Brandon. I agree.
That's great. Thanks.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
3:43. So that's the big story today. I mean, even on our local news outlets, that a black female Supreme Court justice is long overdue.
Well, if there's one qualified, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No, but again, I thought the whole point of trying to get everybody the same shot at the starting line was so that we wouldn't have to look at race.
Exactly. You're supposed to see through the person and not look at the color of their skin and pick the most qualified, because this is a meritocracy. Your merit is supposed to pick you up and take you there. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
So, and I would have to guess that I'm sure there is somebody qualified.
Yeah.
But not, there are also those who are qualified because they have the job, but also the ideology.
That's
and we don't need another Sotomayor. We don't need another
Kagan,
who bend the Constitution to ram through ideological fantasies. And Joe Manchin Weenie today, can we make him as popular as Beanie Weenies? Manchin Weenie.
I hadn't heard this. What's Manchin done?
Well, he said, "I am not going to be a rubber stamp for a Supreme Court nominee."
Good for him.
I wish he would just but let's not underestimate the weak knees of Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney and the rest.
You better believe it.
Because they're your favorite. Bend over the aisle. Has anybody seen a Democrat bend over the aisle for a Republican?
No.
No.
That doesn't happen.
We're supposed to do that. And if we don't, then we're... Right? By the way, there's a clip here. Chad sent this yesterday. We didn't get a chance to play it. But I think that this guy speaks for a lot of people who have just had it with the whole... You don't like what we say? Well, you're just a racist or a bigot. Enough already.
Sick of that.
Listen to this.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise for a point of personal privilege. The delegate has the floor. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was asked by a colleague of mine on the other side of the aisle, someone I actually deeply respect, and she asked me, was I going to be nice this session? And I thought it was an interesting question. I don't particularly think of myself as an unnice person, but I can see how sometimes people would see that differently. But you know what I've never done, Mr. Speaker? I've never gone on this floor and I've challenged the faith of an elected official because I disagreed with them on policy. I've never gone on this floor, Mr. Speaker, and suggested that the other side of the aisle were racist because they didn't agree with my particular policy positions. I've never suggested they were sexist because they didn't agree with my particular policy positions. But I'm keeping a running tally so far of this session. We're not very far into it. And almost every day, someone on the other side of the aisle either gets up and either subtly or comes right out and suggests that if you don't agree with them on policy, well, then you're not a Christian. You're a sexist. You're a bigot. You're a racist. But the moment someone actually stands up and says, wait a second, no, I'm not going to accept that. If you want to debate me on the merits of our particular policies, I am happy to have that discussion. But the moment you claim, with no evidence other than we don't agree on a particular policy position, the moment you claim that that makes us racist or sexist or bigoted, Mr. Speaker, I've got news. This was tried during the election cycle. You had a lot of parents coming to their local elected officials asking questions about what was going on in their schools. And the initial response was, oh, it's not there. And then when they saw evidence that it was, based off of what their kids were coming home and saying to them, and they went back and reissued the concern, then they got told, oh, well, then you must be a racist. Because that has been the repeated narrative coming from certain members of the other side of the aisle. And there's been a lot of times where we've sat here politely and just took it. Mr. Speaker, not this time.
Yes.
I'm tired of it. My constituents are tired of it. Because when these claims are made, they're not just made against Governor Youngkin. They're not just made against us. They are made in part against the people that elected to send us here.
Wow.
And I don't know a single person in this chamber that I would define as racist or sexist or bigoted. We have very different ideas about how to get to particular end states where all Virginians can be happy, healthy, prosperous, and free. But just so I'm very clear, will I be nice this session? I would certainly like to be, but I'm not about to sit here and listen to that, Mr. Speaker, and then go home to my constituents and have them ask me, why didn't you stand up and defend us?
Yeah.
Wow.
So let's have a robust policy discussion. But if you're going to question the faith or the intentions of anybody that happens to disagree with you on policy, then you don't get to lecture us on compassion, tolerance, or an open debate. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
I like this guy.
A lot of support. Now, that's Virginia, which just recently turned red.
Yep.
And primarily, the spark to that change was the revelation of the school board issues.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, parents were being labeled, investigated as domestic terrorists because they had the audacity to question what
their children were being taught.
Yeah, the communism that their kids are being spoon-fed. And boy, did that change things in Virginia.
Governor Blackface is gone.
Yeah, that was okay for him. He's not a bigot, even though he did wear blackface 100 years ago, whenever that was. But this has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's infantile. It really is. The people that throw that out there, it's racist, it's misogynist, it's yada, yada, yada. Any of the ists or isms. The people that say that cannot win the argument on facts. So they resort to that.
Yep. Yeah. Just like kids on the playground.
Yeah.
Calling each other names. Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
Well, what makes me mad are the so-called black leaders, the reverends, who keep bringing up race, and slavery. Well, slavery still exists in the world. Why aren't you using your resources, your vast resources, I might add, to try to stop it? Because they can't make any money in that.
There have been people who have tried to ask LeBron, Mr. China, are you comfortable putting your name on shoes that are in part made by slave labor?
Yeah, exactly. Chained to a wooden post.
But the sports media is just as left as the regular media. They just let it slide. It's okay. Because it's a big club and you ain't in it. And if you're not, then you're a racist and a misogynist and all the other crap. And, you know, just like this gentleman here, and he's very young. I'm sick of hearing it.
I am too. I'm over it.
Come up with something better. I mean, how about just debating the issue, the merits, the pros, the cons.
Just the facts, man.
I think we're there. I think most of America is there. Will everybody eventually be there? No. But that comes in all stripes. There are people of... I watched it in Florida. Let me take black and white out of this. I watched it in Florida, and it was a real eye-opener. And this is why the Democrats are making a huge mistake in pushing illegal immigration and using terms like Latinx to lump all of them into one group. There's about 30 different Latin American countries that contribute to the population of South Florida. They are not all on the same page. There is, you talk about bigotry. I mean, there is blatant hatred among people from one country, Brazil, maybe towards another. I can't remember the specifics. Yeah. So it happens within.
Well, I would think that many of them want the better life, the freedom that America offers, but they have to be intelligent enough to look at what's going on here and go, wait a minute, am I about to go from the frying pan into the fire here?
Well, that's one reason why the most patriotic people in South Florida are the Cubans who escaped Castro.
Oh, God, yeah. Look at what they've been through. Now they're seeing it happen again here.
And they don't like it.
No, they don't like it.
And they're speaking out, but the media is not giving them much of a platform.
The media. No, we keep going back to the same thing. The
enemy
media.
Of the people. They are an enemy of the people. But here's the thing. Only 12% of people trust the so-called mainstream media now. 12%.
Good. They're waking up.
Wonder why.
Because they lie.
Yeah.
They do nothing but lie.
Yep.
That's why people, when they see actual facts, are surprised. Like, oh, I didn't know that.
Exactly. Well, I go back to the civil trial on Martin Luther King, the murder of Martin Luther King. Nope. Everybody says, you're crazy. That never happened. It did. It's just we don't know because the media didn't tell us. That's how strong the media is. It's the most powerful weapon the enemies of freedom have, is our media.
It's nice to see them in the process of self-sabotage.
Yeah,
because
it is.
Nobody's paying much attention anymore. If they're watching one of the networks, who is it? Oh, Jim Acosta, self-proclaimed investigative reporter.
Yeah, right.
Launched some series. Same time, in fact, I think I put it on Facebook. Jesse Waters launched his new show, and Waters had 5 times the listeners that Jim Acosta did.
Imagine.
But
that.
What name do most people know? They know the name Jim Acosta because he was constantly getting promoted and pushed, but nobody was listening or watching. CNN hasn't had 1 million viewers for a show. There it is. Our friend David Blackman. Ratings. Waters, 3,803,000 viewers with over 500,000 in the 25-54 demo. Acosta had 511,000. That's less than what Waters had in the target demo. And
so Waters had 6 times mm-hmm. as many.
Yeah.
More than seven, almost eight.
Yeah, it's 3.8. Yeah, 3.8, yeah.
Yeah, so... Wow. But there's Jim Acosta with the angry face because he's not a...
Nobody's listening to him.
He's not an entertainer. He is not... At some point... You look at Gutfeld, you look at Tucker, there's a personality there behind it. These people have no personality because they're forking miserable.
Well said.
They are very unhappy human beings. And rather than work on themselves to try and find a way out, they spread it. They're carriers.
Well said. They Thank want you. Us miserable just like they are.
All right, we got the link to your blog. I want to check this out in a minute.
Okay.
I think what Georgia Flores directed, and I want to thank Don Davenport because he was the one that passed this piece of genius on to me. They saw what was going on with the potential for inflation, so they went out and they loaded up on all types and styles of flooring.
Smart.
Before the prices started to go. You know, you hear Brandt talk about the producer price index. Well, that's the point when you're doing wholesale where you can really save if you get it before those rates go up. So they are stocked there on the boulevard across from Lowe's with flooring that they stocked at last year's prices. So you're automatically going to save. Styles and colors of carpet under $1 a square foot, 96 cents. Ask anybody on Jeff Mallinson's Merry Band of Floriers team about that. $299 to $359 for water-resistant, popular, luxury vinyl plank flooring. And much, much more. Hardwood flooring at $299 a square foot. Wholesale prices. There is no such thing as a lower, unless they're giving stuff away. No business can do that. So for price, they save you time, they save you money, and you can count on a precision installation because it's all Georgia Floors Direct. A flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And please, when you visit Jeff Mallinson and his team over there, tell them you heard about him here.
Yep.
We are at 356.
Wow, already.
Yeah, this hour's flown by. We're going to check traffic and then come back.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident on East South Boulevard. If you're traveling from Narrow Lane over to Norman Bridge, going to be in your lane right across from the Montgomery Career Center. Use caution there. The accident on I-85 southbound at Ann Street is cleared and out of the way now, and traffic is beginning to get back to normal. If you're in a little bit of a slowdown, should be speeding up here momentarily. We're busy around the boulevard. No problems that we're hearing in Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. Keep it here for more traffic updates. If you're looking for a Toyota 4Runner or Toyota Tacoma, they got them at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Don't get caught in traffic. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Today is January 27th, Thomas Crapper Day. Celebrate the father of the modern flush toilet. In fact, one should celebrate Thomas Crapper Day every day, regularly. So raise your bran muffin in salute to Thomas Crapper Day.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hey y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays